if you are not waking up just jumping out of bed, excited about starting your day, excited about the work that you're doing, then there is a part of you that doesn't believe your vision is going to happen. Because if you fully believe that it was going to happen, you'd be popping out of bed warp speed, given that your vision is actually something that you want and it's aligned with your values and it's something that gets you excited. Keep listening. In this episode, we are going to dive in to what is going on if you are dragging yourself out of bed or you are just going through the motions. Because we as human beings can go through the motions over and over and over for years. And that is not why you came here. Stay tuned. We're going to dive in.
You're tuning into the Confident Connected Leader Podcast, your premier destination for breaking through your current professional barriers. Your coach and host, Lisa Jeffs, will help you transcend limitations and achieve new levels of professional success beyond self-doubt, sabotage, and burnout. Welcome to the show.
So there's an interesting thing that happens, especially when we have patterns of sabotage, which is simply self-protection. We can, at some point in our journey, at some point in our leadership journey, decide that our vision is not going to happen. Maybe we've tried a few different things. We may have been working on something and it hasn't manifested yet, hasn't developed into what we are desiring. And we make the unconscious decision that, you know what? This is just not going to happen. It's just not going to work. And because of that belief, we don't put our energy into something. We don't put our full energy into something. So this can look like just kind of going through the motions. You know, it's really hard. Things are hard. Things are challenging. We're kind of just doing it for the sake of doing it. And we can fall into this pattern for a long time. And we do not want to be here because nothing good gets created here. And you really just start calling in the same experience and the same results. And it just stays challenging. So we need to actually look at why you don't believe that you can't achieve your vision. At one point, you started this journey and you were excited about it. At one point, you had a vision because you believe that it was going to happen. At what point did you decide that it is no longer an option or it's no longer for you? We need you to have and cultivate an unshakable confidence, not only in yourself, but in your vision. And when you can do this, you will start to feel that fire again, that fire in your belly. You know, those times when you're working and time just flies by and it's just exciting. And when you hit these milestones and you hit these achievements, it feels great. And if you haven't felt this in a while, I want you to take a deep breath and understand that you can feel like this again. And it is all going to start with what is happening within you. It is all going to start with the beliefs that you have about yourself and about the world around you. So when we have unshakable confidence, it means we not only believe in our abilities, we also believe in ourselves. We have a high self-esteem. We have a high belief in our capabilities, even if things aren't working out, even if things aren't looking like we want them to. If we don't have unshakable confidence, what can happen is we can start going internal start doubting ourselves, start being really, really critical of ourselves, getting lost in confusion, getting lost in uncertainty, in the what ifs, in lack and scarcity. When we have unshakable confidence, we see obstacles as simply puzzles. Oh, great. Here's something I get to work through. Exciting. Let me work through it. When you have unshakable confidence, you have absolute belief in yourself and in your goals, in your vision. And it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's when it will happen. And if you're saying to yourself, right, sure, sounds great, Lisa, but I don't really believe it, then this is a very clear indication that we need to do some work internally on your beliefs about yourself and about the world around you. You know, when you have unshakable confidence, you become absolutely magnetic. You are like the best house on the block. You know, the best looking house on the block that everyone's eyes are just drawn to. And sometimes, you know, you may be a little bit intimidating for some people, but for the right people, you become absolutely inspiring and they just want to be around you and look at you. Okay, that sounds a little creepy, but you get the point. When you have unshakable confidence, you become magnetic. People want to be around you. Opportunities come to you. Everything starts to fall into place. Synchronicities happen. Your path to unshakable confidence is a spiritual path. This is you claiming your divinity. It's you claiming your purpose in the world. It's letting go of the lack and limitations that we learn as human beings. You are not born into this world with lack and limitation. You learn it. You learn it from lifetimes, from human lifetimes. This is where it comes from. So, to build unshakable confidence so you can start waking up excited about impacting the world, about creating the things that you are desiring, about experiencing more prosperity, more love, more impact, more influence, whatever it is that gets you that feeling of fire, then you gotta first look at your beliefs about yourself. At what point did you start believing that it wasn't gonna happen for you? At what point did that happen? Because it wasn't always like that. There was a point where you unconsciously made that decision. Was it over time when things just weren't happening and you were seeing other people having the success you wanted? Was that a point where you decided, you know what, it's just probably not going to happen for me? Was there a point where you had great loss? Or in your perception, something was a big failure and you felt embarrassed or you felt ashamed. And at that point, you decided unconsciously that this wasn't going to happen for you. And now you're just kind of going through the motions, working really hard. Nothing's really happening. And you're just kind of doing it. Can we stop the insanity right now? The only thing in your way from where you are to where you want to be is your beliefs. I want you to get a piece of paper and write down all the beliefs that are in the gap of where you are now to where you want to be. The gap is a place where we either keep hitting a wall, or it's a place that we can be in and sit in an inner, confident knowing that everything we are desiring is already there. And sometimes it takes time for us to see it in the physical, but it's there. or the gap is filled with a consistent roadblock that we're just hitting and we're not getting creative and problem solving to make our way through because unconsciously we don't believe that it's possible. I hope this is giving you some aha moments, because any kind of challenge you're facing right now with breaking through that upper limit, that ceiling, has to do internally. It has to do with the beliefs, has to do with your beliefs of self, either your self-image, your beliefs of what's possible. And all these things can be shifted so, so quickly. So, so quickly. Either you can shift them or you can work with someone that can help walk you through. I recommend getting support. If it's been 3 months or longer that you've been in a place where you're not happy, where you want something more, invest in yourself, invest in your vision. Get out of the spiral that you are in, because that's all it is. It's you're looping in a belief system and you're looping in the same energy. And it just goes around and around, and it'll go around and around until you do something about it, until you stop it. So if you're interested in working with me, this is what I do. This is what I love to do. This is what I'm really, really good at, is seeing what is getting in the way and pulling it out from the root and helping you to see your own power, to really embody what unshakable confidence is. Unshakable confidence is radical belief in self, and it is radical belief in your abilities, your competencies. And it's combining it and it's living it daily through practices. And it's showing up as a new person, not new in a sense where you are faking the funk. It's showing up as that next version of you that's always been there. It's just been clouded by beliefs. I believe fully that you come into this world whole. And part of your work here to do as a soul, as a spirit, is to go through the journey of coming back to that place of wholeness. I mean, it never leaves you. You're always whole. But it's about shedding these human tendencies to want to shrink, to want to lean into the collective consciousness, which is riddled with lack and limitation. It's breaking beyond that and paving a new path. And this is going to help you, not help, it is going to create a life where you're jumping out of bed, literally excited to start your day. And if you're thinking that sounds so cheesy and it's not true for anyone, then we really got to start working on your beliefs, because it is 10,000% true. Is it going to be like that every single day? No, of course not. There's a cycle, right? Everything, we flow with everything. But it is going to be the case for the majority of the time. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. I'd love to get your feedback. Send me a DM if this is helpful. Send me a DM with any questions you have. I'd love to do a podcast on your specific questions. And send me a DM if you'd like to chat about working together. Or you can book a breakthrough call. There's no obligation to continue. The breakthrough call alone is going to give you so much clarity. It's not called breakthrough just for the fun of it. It's called breakthrough because you're going to have a breakthrough. This is me in my purpose work. This is what I'm really, really good at. And I'd love to help you break through whatever you're going through, to break through that upper limit so you can impact the world in the way that you came here to do. I'm sending you lots of love. I appreciate you. And let's stay connected.
Thank you for tuning into the Confident Connected Leader podcast. Lisa Jeffs is committed to helping you break through barriers and climb to new professional heights. If today's episode inspired you, we'd be honored if you could subscribe, rate, and leave a review. To stay updated with practical tips and insights, follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. You'll find all relevant links, including those for our complimentary gifts and trainings, in the show notes. Until our next episode, embrace your confidence and stay connected.